In a new report for Congress, the Justice Department says it's moving to ease racial disparities inside the federal prison system. We get details on that from NPR's national justice correspondent, Carrie Johnson.
A federal law called the First Step Act creates a path for people in prison to seek early release if they work or take educational classes behind bars. But there's a catch. Those programs are only available to prisoners considered a minimum or low risk for recidivism. Melissa Hamilton is a law professor at the University of Surrey.
It's about who gets the opportunity to go to rehabilitative programming and earn their way out a little bit earlier.
DOJ makes that decision based on an algorithm called Pattern, but that tool has had a lot of problems. Patricia Richmond works for the Federal Public and Community Defenders.
Many of the inputs that are going into Pattern rely on data that is tainted by decades of discriminatory policing and disparities.
Criminal history gets heavy weight in the tool, but it can be skewed because the police presence is often higher in places where Black and brown people live. Now the Justice Department says it's making an adjustment that could help more Black and Hispanic men access educational programs in prison and ultimately to get out early. But the new process won't eliminate all racial disparities, especially when it comes to Black women in prison. Authorities say they'll keep working at it with the help of experts. Professor Hamilton says that will involve conflicting opinions and trade-offs. Patricia Richmond praised the DOJ for its transparency, but says there's a lot of work to do.
The new report corrects some of the issues in that tool, which are resulting in racial and ethnic disparities, but it still has a long way to go in order to course correct this to a more fair and equitable system.
Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.